7.
Welcome to this edition, the snowy edition of America Tonight. I'm sure half of the country is buried in the white stuff. They say in Wichita, Kansas, 14 plus inches. Ooh, that's when you stay inside, light a fire, and eat some chicken noodle soup. Just hang out and watch old movies if you don't have to go and battle the blizzard. Because that's the worst. And forget it. Sorry. No offense. I don't want to be the person who has to dig other people out. I will. I'll be the good Samaritan who helps the next door neighbor, but I'll pay the price later. I had no idea what all of you in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Canada, our friends in Canada, I had no idea what you went through when you had to shovel all that snow all those years to clear your sidewalks. It's backbreaking, frankly.
So sweet, Kate.
It's backbreaking. Give me the sun. Here comes the sun. You know, they say it never rains in Southern California. Bring on the sun. Forget the flakes. It's so fun to go and ski and ride on a sled, but it is no fun to shovel. It just isn't. So be careful if you're out on those roadways. They say 80 million people affected. There's some power outages in some pockets because, hey, that's what happens. You get the heavy snow. It pulls down the wires, and then ultimately you got the crews scrambling. The good thing is that a lot of these places are so prepared for it that even if you declare a state of emergency, everybody's ready to roll. You got the snow plows. You've done the work ahead of time. There are other people coming in from other states to help out. So we can all breathe a little sigh of relief. I think it's going to be okay. We do this. In this country, we can do it. Sometimes it's tough, and sometimes people still, unfortunately, die. The numbers are way lower than what they used to be, however, so we've definitely gotten better. All right, speaking of getting better, right at the top of the show, there's so many things to talk about, folks, but I got a daily salute. You know who the daily salute goes out to? Someone you never heard of. In Joliet, Illinois, the lead state prosecutor, James Glasgow. And you know why he gets the daily salute? Because he finally put Drew Peterson away. 38 years, maybe 60 years in prison. It's ridiculous because he had the swagger and arrogance of I don't know who, a movie star. He was a police officer, a Chicago police officer, who became uber famous after his fourth wife just vanished into thin air. And there are the other wives. There's questions about the other wives. There's been suggestions that he killed his third wife, Kathleen Savio, or he was at least behind the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy Peterson. And he would just say that it was nonsense and he'd be out chasing other women who I would think, wow, are they reading the stories on this guy? They say that, you know, the things that he did to these women were just, he's a psychopath. I mean, he's just an absolute psychopath. And even in the courtroom, he screamed out his innocence before a judge sentenced him to the 38 years, which could be, you know, maybe up, ratcheted up a little bit more. I think he's going to get bad behavior, frankly. And he screamed out, I did not kill Kathleen. And then the sister of this woman shouted back, yes, you did, you liar. So it was kind of a wild scene in the courthouse in Joliet. Sadly, I know people will disagree with me. I am a proponent of the death penalty. Illinois doesn't have the death penalty. So the 59-year-old will be in prison. He's been behind bars for a few years, since 2009. He rambles on and says he had nothing to do with any of those two women's deaths or anything else. And this guy just after the crazy things that he did, the things that he was a part of and all the television shows he did and the arrogance. I say bravo to this prosecutor for getting him convicted. And what's interesting, and will have an effect on future court cases, is during the trial last year, the prosecutor relied on hearsay, which is usually barred, statements that Kathleen Savio made to others before she died and that Stacey Peterson made before she vanished. Illinois passed a hearsay law in 2008, absolutely tailor-made for this Drew Peterson case, dubbed Drew's Law, which assisted in making some of the evidence admissible, which never was admissible before, because hearsay, you know what hearsay is, any information reported by a witness not based on the witness's direct knowledge, including a friend testifying that Savio told her that Drew Peterson once put a knife to her throat and warned her, "I could kill you," and make it look like an accident. So how about that? I think the real turning point, though, in this case was, and I know you've all seen it on NBC Dateline, they must have done this story 100 times. The turning point came when the defense called a divorce attorney who said he spoke to Stacey Peterson, his fourth wife, before she vanished, and said that she really believed that her husband killed his third wife and she wanted out of that marriage. So bravo. You know, they can always appeal, and they could appeal, frankly, and this is why this is a case to watch and worth bringing up at the top. They could appeal this all the way to the Supreme Court on the grounds of the hearsay law, that the Illinois hearsay law is unconstitutional. But for now, I think a lot of people will rest a little bit easier knowing that he got more time. And finally, for killing the third wife, he's convicted of that. And I think that's a good thing. Justice is done there, and I hope that justice stands up. But that's for another day. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk Oscars. Yep, Oscars are big business, and people spend some big money on Oscar promoting. You know, that's kind of the thing that a lot of people don't like about the Oscars, that the big money studios are pushing for their films, and maybe that gets them more top of mind and people vote for those films a little bit more rather than some of the independent films. But I think really the best films seem to prevail. So we're going to talk about Oscars and talk about movies since we do our cheap movie review. Also, we're going to dive into what's happening with Chuck Hagel and trying to block his nomination and some other things that are still going on in D.C., on a lame week, because it was President's Week, so our lawmakers had the week off, some of them doing business with constituents, some of them staying in Washington, but nothing was really happening. And the latest on the March for Controlling Guns, Joe Biden, the vice president, speaking about the price to be paid for inaction on gun control. And oh yeah, there's that sequester deal thing on March 1st. Stay with us. Oscar talk next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America tonight, the big night in Hollywood, certainly one of them. And for the film industry, could it be any bigger? But the argument for lots of people is, you know, what is it turning into because of the money that is spent behind the scenes campaigning? Yeah, it's almost like you have a super PACs like Karl Rove. Oh, okay, we got movie super PACs. But you know, seriously, people with the money, the studios with the money, are spending, spending, spending. So is it fair or is the game rigged a little bit? Film industry exec Edward Sylvan joins us now. He's the CEO of Sycamore Entertainment. It's a feature film distribution company whose film The Eye of the Storm was invited by the Academy for consideration at the Oscars. So, Edward, congratulations on that, and thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. Thank you.
So people have now started to talk about this dirty little secret. How bad is it when we talk about especially Best Picture seems to be the coveted award?
Yes, Kate. In fact, Oscar campaigning and going after that coveted Best Picture prize has become a $100 million plus cottage industry of itself. It's almost like a political campaign that's run where the studios hire specialty awards consultants to lobby voters. Millions of dollars are spent on lavish parties to woo and get in front of Academy voters, as well as very high-priced gifts are given. So the playing field isn't level at all, and the deep-pocketed studios have a clear advantage over smaller studios such as Sycamore.
Yeah, so what can you do? How do you complain about this? Because you know this, Edward, it's such a dog-eat-dog world out there, just like it is in Washington. I mean, the comparisons between politics and the movies is pretty funny, but it's so true. You have to be careful whose toes you step on. So what do you do to say, hey, listen, can we kind of talk about this and work on this a little bit here with all this money that's being thrown out?
Actually, what's happening is I think the Academy is actually a little bit, the voting Academy, they're a little bit tired of all the heavy campaigning that's geared towards them, because as you know, there's only 5,800 voting members of the Academy. And as I mentioned, that $100 million budget is all targeted towards them. So they're getting, so every day during the campaign, their mailboxes are stuffed with new gifts and their houses are filled with DVDs in terms of the films that they have to watch, and they grow a little bit tired of it. So there's been some small rule changes that have been put in place to curb campaign spending prior to the nominations. So they're aware of it.
Oh, that's good. So that has to make you feel, with somebody like you, that has to make you feel like, hey, we're really going to start to have a chance here if we keep going in this direction.
Absolutely. The playing field is getting more level, but I think the bigger studios, they find a way to sort of circumvent the new rules that are being put in. But we're feeling, smaller studios like Sycamore are feeling that, you know, our day is coming and smaller films will get their chance to be seen and voted on, such as The Eye of the Storm.
Yeah. Tell me about, you know, when you get that call and they tell you, hey, you know, Eye of the Storm, boom, you're invited to this this party. You're invited to consideration for the Oscars. Are you like, wow, really? I mean, it has to be an amazing moment for you. It really does.
Well, Kate, it was actually an email that we received, and after I read the email and I got up and picked myself up off the floor, we went right to work by making sure we filled out all of the initial requirements that they were asking us for the film to even be considered. You know, being our first film and the fact that we were invited to at least have a chance at something like an Academy Award was amazing, but that was due in part to our heavyweight cast, which consists of Jeffrey Rush, Judy Davis, and Charlotte Rampling. They really were the ones who led the charge and are no strangers to the Academy, but it was an amazing, amazing feeling to even be considered by the Academy.
Yeah, while we have you here, Edward, it's such a fascinating thing, the distribution part. I mean, really, all the people across the country that are listening to this think, wow, how cool, he's in the movie business and all of that. But the distribution side of this is pretty tough. You got to be out there really hitting the pavement, don't you?
Absolutely. The distribution part of the business is more of the thankless part. You know, it's the behind the scenes day-to-day campaigning, in terms of, when I say campaigning, I mean the publicity tours that have to happen just to get your movie seen by the movie going public. It's a city to city job. You know, it's almost like the primaries in the election. You're going to small towns and you're doing, you know, small tours, and it's a tough job. But the end result is, you know, people going into the theaters and paying to see the film and causing revenues to come back to us. So there is a reward at the end for all the hard work.
Yeah, we should say, I saw The Eye of the Storm, wonderful, wonderful film. It's really an Australian drama, what it's billed as, so people know. And we have a lot of people in Australia, by the way, listening to us. And it's an adaptation of Patrick White's novel. That's what attracted, I think, a lot of people to it, of the same name. It's brilliant that it wasn't changed. And certainly the stars can hold their own. Wonderful casting in the film. And I noticed, of course, you got a lot of play. The Toronto Film Festival, and obviously in Melbourne, that has to help in the beginning, right?
Absolutely. It's a big part of the sort of grassroots marketing effort that happens. We got a lot of play at Toronto, and we played several film festivals in the U.S., including San Francisco, Minnesota, Seattle. We played all the little smaller cities, including Phoenix, and it was great to go into those smaller towns where, you know, big name films don't sometimes, or the art house films don't get there till longer. So that was very encouraging. And then we did a huge national VOD release through our partners at Warner Brothers, which made it available to over 100 million homes. So it was a great marketing effort, and we got a lot of praise for the film. Unfortunately, the Academy didn't see it that way.
Yeah, but you had a chance. And you talk about the VOD release. That's really big now, isn't it?
Absolutely. VOD is video on demand, is a way now for people who love films and you know, grew up on films, somewhat of an older audience. It's an opportunity for them to see first-rate movies without having to wait the long periods of time that used to be necessary in order to see a first-run film. Now, films are being shown in the theater as well as being made available through VOD simultaneously. And that's the new hybrid way of distributing films. And that allows more smaller, little-known films to be seen, and it allows smaller distribution companies like Sycamore to get films out there at a lower marketing expense.
Yeah. And then when it goes to theaters, this is always a question I had, you know, about when's the hot time and where do you place it? And you went to theaters in September. Is that a good time because you're coming out of the lull of the big blockbusters and people are starting to go back to school and all that stuff? Were you happy with the release date?
Absolutely. We chose that release date because of the subject matter. It's a more dramatic film. It's a more adult film. You know, it's a movie for grown-ups. And this is a time when, you know, all the kids are back to school and all the blockbusters have sort of run their course. And now the adults are looking for some entertainment. And these are the sorts of films that come out in September. And also, it's a very strategic time to launch your film because it's sort of just the run-up and the precursor to the award season. And so the film will be fresh in the minds of the different guilds and the different voters as we head into the heat of battle, which we are where we are right now.
Edward, I'd be remiss not to ask you this last one. What do you think for this Oscar Best Picture race, Argo, Lincoln, or one of the others?
Well, you know what? I will say that at the beginning of this week, I was favoring Argo because of all of the hype with Ben Affleck not getting the Best Director award. And then I looked back and said, it's very seldom that a film that doesn't get Best Director wins Best Picture. So now my pick is Lincoln.
Lincoln. All right. You know, you could be right. I mean, I think it's neck and neck for those two, but you never know. There could be a wild card in this race.
Oh, yeah, there could be a wild card. I think Silver Lining could come up as the dark horse and steal the show. But you know what? If all things are consistent with the voters, I think Lincoln is going to edge out Argo.
All right. Enjoy watching the Oscars, and congratulations on the success of The Eye of the Storm and future projects. We look forward to talking to you again.
Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Edward Sylvan, just a terrific Sycamore Entertainment, and what a cool gig that is. Can you imagine doing the distribution and what that'd be like to be there out there, pitching that film and getting the notice, as he was talking about, the video on demand, the release of that, how big that is these days. I talk about it when we do our cheap movie review, which, by the way, is coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. Stay with us, everybody.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America tonight, would you believe it? We have 2 million listeners in Japan, and I'm determined I'm going to learn some Japanese. We're going to take the show probably to Tokyo and a few other places in that country. So in our virtual green room right now, Charles in Charge told us he has a brother, James Sadler, who knows Japanese. But that's not all. He's an amateur auto racer, mechanic. I need him to live near me and fix my car for me every time it breaks down. And we are so thrilled to have him hanging out with us and helping us a little bit with this Japanese thing. Hey, James, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
You're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So what prompted you, first of all, to learn Japanese? How did that happen? What was the deal with that?
It was eighth grade in high school. And they offered Japanese as a secondary language, and it was either that or one of the classics, German, French, or Russian. And I decided that Japanese was the route I wanted to go because I had been studying martial arts when I was very young. Even Charles, my older brother, was into the same things at that time. So really I wanted to speak Chinese. Because I admired some of my Chinese heroes, like Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee, but that wasn't offered. So an Asian language, Japanese worked, and it's a brilliant language. So I'm glad I studied it.
Did you find it to be hard, or did you know some people just have a gift for that, and they're excited about it, and they can do it. They know how to write it. They know how to speak it. Did you just take to it?
Well, I feel that language is a particular skill that if you do it enough, you get good at it no matter what the language is. So I started studying French when I was very small, and then I did Spanish in middle school. And then I took to Japanese very easily, but I think that's partly because I had already prepped myself and got a feel for how languages are learned.
Yeah, did you learn how to write in Japanese? Can you write a note?
Yeah, I can write in two basic forms, hiragana and katakana. But there is another third form, kanji, which I only know about 100 characters, give or take, but there's well over 10,000 characters in kanji. It's a complicated writing form.
And the other two that you mentioned, they have a lot of characters too, though, right?
Well, hiragana has about 50, and katakana has the same sound, just written differently, because they use that for substitute English words.
Wow. So it's a considerable difference then, 10,000 to the 50. Woo. I know a few Japanese words, like to say a few things like mushi mushi and konnichiwa, but that's it. When you meet someone, is that the way you say it? What do you say? How do you say, hi, nice to meet you?
Well, you want to start, if you want to be really polite, you want to start with hajime mashite, which is just a way to kind of start things off. And it actually is kind of like, let's begin. And then you want to introduce yourself, because it's impolite not to. And you'd say, my name is James. Watashi no namae wa James Ted.
Boy, that sounds very difficult to me. As somebody who went to Spain and learned some Spanish, you just have to take it one step at a time, right, as you go through it to string everything together. And you know what I noticed when you were saying it is you were talking about the proper way to do it. There is, if you have a little guidebook, for example, and, you know, they tell you, okay, here's some things to say. But the problem is in the forms that they use it in other countries, and that's what you're saying about Japan, right?
Right. Japan has a very strict social structure that they've developed over the whole entire existence of the Japanese culture. And it's a very well-defined structure, and there is a way to talk to somebody politely, and then once you get to know them better, then you can get a little bit more relaxed and use a bit more slang, and then it's kind of much more defined. I wouldn't say it's any different from American. We get a little more comfortable more quickly than in my experience. Obviously, this is my opinion on it. I'm no expert on Japanese society. It's just how I felt when I was there.
So you went there. When did you go to Japan? And did you, were you this fluent enough that obviously you were having conversations with people?
Well, I studied Japanese for 4 years in high school, and then I went to Japan and actually started studying Japanese. That it's completely a different experience. I didn't really speak any Japanese until I actually started to be around people who spoke it. I had a basic level of vocabulary, and I just couldn't really communicate at all. And immersion is one of those things that you absolutely need to really learn the language. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. You said immersion is what you need, and that's what you were doing, right?
Yeah, that's what I was there for. Unfortunately, the host family that I stayed with, my two twin brothers that I had, host brothers, Ryota and Keisuke, they spoke English all the time.
Because they wanted to learn to perfect their English, I bet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they had dreams that involved, one wanted to live in Boston and make guitars. So if you look around for Nishi guitars, that's the family I stayed with, was Nishi. And the other one wanted to do something in Africa. So they really needed to speak English really well. So that was part of their drive.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, they always push Rosetta Stone, and you talk about immersion. Do you think Rosetta Stone would help for somebody trying to learn Japanese?
I prefer Pimsleur's approach, and that's what I'm using now currently for any language that I'm looking at, just for the complete fact that they're really trying to immerse you without flashcards and without, they just want you to hear the sound and just listen very carefully. Like when you said, you knew mushi mushi, that's actually incorrect pronunciation, for hello over the phone. It's moshi moshi.
Moshi moshi.
Yes, mushi means bug. You essentially said bug bug, but, moshi, and that's really just listening very carefully to their pronunciation. Japanese is really simple with pronunciation. There's only five vowel sounds. A, I, U, A, and O. They will never change. They're always pronounced that way.
Oh, that is much easier. Probably much easier to try to go, for us to go that route to learn some Japanese versus the Japanese learning English. People always complain about how difficult English is.
English is a very difficult language. I'm inclined to agree with them, especially having studied the other languages that I've learned over my course of my life. English has more exceptions to their rules than any other language I know of.
The how do you say next caller?
Tsugi would be next. Tsugiwa.
Right? Am I saying that right? Tsukiwa?
I really can't tell you what caller would be. There might be an actual word for that, but tsugi no hito is next person.
Right, yeah, so that would work. Well.
How about victim, next victim?
Next victim, yeah. How about next victim? Yes. Sometimes we say that.
I couldn't tell you victim on that. I'd be wrong to try.
So how many languages? You speak Japanese. You talked about French. How many languages do you speak?
Well, I started studying French when I was very young, probably about third grade, as a Wednesday night after activity kind of thing that my school had implemented. Then I studied Spanish for a year in school, and then I did Japanese 4 years in high school. Then I went back to French in college, and then now I'm studying Hindu.
Ooh.
Hindi. Sorry, said it wrong. See, look, my brain doesn't work because I have too many languages.
Hindi. Wow.
Hindi.
Wow. Yeah. And so what's the goal with that? Do you want to go somewhere where you can use that over to, I don't know, where would you go, Nepal? There's a lot of places where you could use it, actually, in Asia.
Yeah, actually, there's in Minneapolis, there's a temple for the religion, Hindi. Hindu mm-hmm. religion. So there's plenty of people around here that speak it. And so there's plenty of opportunity. You have to be a little bit open and try and force yourself to use it. That's the tricky part. If you want to learn the language, using it helps a lot because that's part of that immersion. But also, more importantly, is listening to it. So finding people who speak it is really, really good.
So there's your best tip. Find people who speak the language and really listen so you
Even
get the sound.
If you don't understand, you've got to listen to the sound, and then you're going to be reproducing that sound. And then the words will start to make sense. It's kind of strange, but the vocabulary comes just almost naturally because you start putting the words you're hearing with the actions that people are doing and the way they're expressing themselves. So every human being has the basic necessities for communication. It's all there in your brain. So it's just finding a way to attach those words to those actions.
Yep. Great advice. James Sadler, fun to talk to you. We'll see how far we get with this Japanese Kindler's approach. I'm going to try that. We'll see how far I get.
Do you know how to say thank you?
How do you say thank you?
Arigato.
Arigato?
Perfect.
There you go. I knew I could nail one of them. James, thanks a lot, buddy. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I think Johnny Carson is probably the gold standard. I thought that Letterman did not get a fair shake. I thought Letterman was really funny. I know we're going to lose to Adele, but I'm genuinely excited.
All right, he's talking about the Music Award for original song from his movie Ted, and the voice is Seth MacFarlane's. He's going to host the Oscars. Think of Family Guy. He's the creator of Family Guy, Bob's Burger, and a whole bunch burgers, and a whole bunch of other things as well. Such a talented guy, not even 40 years old, and he has the planet by its tail. Let me tell you, we'll see how he does in a very tight spot. It's hard, that whole Oscar crowd thing. All right, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We're going to go to the mailbag here in just a second, but since we threw out the Oscar thing with MacFarlane, what are the odds that he will fall on his face, be absolutely incredible, and get huge ratings? Get kids who are anywhere from 10 to 15 to stay up late and beg their parents to not make them go to bed on a school night. I'm going to say that's the one. The kids are going to beg their parents to stay up late. But then they'll be disappointed because he's just the voice behind some of the characters that they watch. And I don't know that he'll necessarily pull a lot of that off at the Oscars. And the big moments at the Oscars, I think it's going to be Adele. He mentioned Adele will win for original song. I think her singing the Skyfall theme will be big. The six Bonds are supposed to appear together on stage. You know, so if you say, well, why do I want to watch some crummy award show for 4 hours? Maybe you don't. But if you can tape it, you do that DVR thing, then you can fast forward to all the good parts.
Come on now, America. You've watched worse.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl when the lights were out for, what, 40 minutes?
Exactly.
Oh, they're talking about nothing. These guys have no idea what to say, so we're throwing to the people in the field, and they have nothing to add, but we're going to listen to it. Yeah,
exactly. The halftime
point.
Show.
It was terrible. It was terrible, the in-between, the filling the gap of the lights went out.
Right.
Yeah, awful. All right, so I wanted to throw this out for odds. For Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway, pretty much they say, has it bagged, because check this out. She's such a shoo-in, according to the wise guys, that if you put up $4,000, you'd win $100. You have to put up $4,000 to win $100. So that's not a great bet. Sally Field is 15-1, Helen Hunt 25-1, Amy Adams 40-1, and Jackie Weaver from Silver Linings Playbook is 80-1 to win Best Supporting Actress. So there you have it. Yeah, it should be interesting. You know, like I said, it's so easy with the DVR because you can cut any of the waste time away that you don't feel like watching, so you just fast forward it. They're talking about costumes. Yes, we do. It's like sports. I cannot watch on a DVR, guys.
You can turn the Oscars into a drinking game, and you will not be bored. Period.
I know. That's what a lot of people do. They use it in different ways. So, and that's one of them.
What you do is you tape two mustaches on the screen, and anytime it matches up with a nose, you drink.
That's a good idea. I have some mustaches. That sounds bad. Okay, they were given in a stocking, and then you're supposed to stick them on drinks, on glasses. So there's the mustaches. So Charles just gave me
there
an interesting
you go.
Idea.
You're all set.
The teetotaler that I am, but, you know, other people, perhaps. I better get out of this one. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to Lindsay Lohan me.
No, trust me. I won't even Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I don't want that. All right, so I said we were going to go to the mailbag, and without further ado, let's hurry up and get there.
You have mail, mistress.
The guy always is on strike, I swear. I'm going to have to ask Ted if he sent his last check, because he's costing us a lot of money. I'm going to have to get a new mail guy. I just know it. All right, this one from Hank, who says, "Hey, lady, what's going on? Remember me? I still diggity dig your show. And I have to tell you, this snow sucks. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I don't know if I'm allowed to use that word. But I'm here in Virginia, as you know, and the roads are icy. You could put a pair of skates on and skate across the highway. It's ridiculous." And it's interesting that the timing of that email actually is pretty good, because those areas that he's talking about, I'm assuming he's talking about that stretch of I-81 that goes from Maryland to Virginia, and then you have a stretch of I-40 and 77, and that's all supposed to be icy too. So when you get that freeze and then it goes into the morning, that's when it's bad. Then you get the rain that comes following, like, you know, 95 is what I used to always travel on. It's awful. Yeah, they're shoveling. The mothership, they know all about that. 16-degree temperatures, you know, you're out there, and then in the single digits, and you're shoveling. Ooh, it's the cold air that's so scary. So be careful. You're in Virginia, you're in Roanoke, you're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's going to be hazardous conditions, baby. I mean, seriously, that's what happens. You get the snow, then you get the freezing, and then you get the ice, and you think you're okay, and that's, you know, a false sense of security. So be careful, and that's going to continue really probably through Friday into Saturday, because then what will happen is it'll get warmer, and they're mentioning possible flash floods. All right, let's move on to this one. This from Richard in Dallas. "Hello, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I haven't written you in quite some time, but rest assured, I have been tuning in to hear your offerings, enjoying the mix, as my friend Pitbull would say. And I have to tell you, there was a crazy story, and I heard you mention it on one of the shows, about this religious debate over yoga in California. I almost drove off the road when I heard you say that. It's so stupid. I don't understand. Why are they saying that they're forcing the kids to do yoga when they're not, the way I understand it, and it has nothing to do with religion? That's just stupid. Are people really that stupid, wasting our times with frivolous lawsuits?
Idiot! It's simple!
It is simple. Don't file a lawsuit over something pathetic. And I agree. It is this crazy story out of San Diego, as Richard explained, and I was kind of flabbergasted, too. The yoga, they were having the kids stretch and do yoga, and they looked like they were having fun, and they do it as part of, you know, they have kickball, they have other things they do, so they mixed it in. And here's how the school is about the yoga deal. Hey, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You can sit and read your books and do something else. So they're offering the kids that right to do something else before there was even any controversy. And how is it religious? I guess if you say yogis are religious and the word is derived from it's yoga, I don't know. I agree. It's
just go back to calling it stretching like we used to.
We're going to have a stretch class. Get in the dog position right now. It's just stretching. That's all it is. And that's all it is. It is stretching. You know, a lot of people swear by it because it gets you in shape for other sports. It helps you lose weight. I mean, there's a zillion things that are good about yoga. What's so negative about it? And here's the bottom line again. You don't have to do it. Your kids don't have to do it. If they feel uncomfortable, they come home, ugh, I don't like this. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it, Mom. I'm not good at it, or I'm uncomfortable, or whatever thing your kid says to you. They have a built-in excuse. They're allowed to not have to do it. They're not forcing anyone to do it. So once again, crazy, makes no sense. Here's one from Big Jack who says, I can't stand to hear about the Blade Runner anymore. Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend. I'm sorry. I'm not a journalist. I don't have to use the word allegedly. For goodness sake, he had a bombshell blonde that he was dating. You think he wouldn't know if she was in the bed or not? He gets out and he shoots through the bathroom door and tries to say in a gated community, even in a hairy, scary place in South Africa, that he thought there might be an intruder. I think he was on something, probably on the steroids. He's guilty, guilty, guilty. Enough said about the Blade Runner. Yeah, it's a crazy story because he was almost iconic due to the fact that he's a double amputee. And, of course, his athletic feats, having that, having overcome so much. And now he has really shattered a lot of people. But I agree, we're over the Blade Runner. We're over it. We're over the Blade Runner. I'd be stunned if he does not end up in prison.
The weather outside is weather.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.